Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news. Scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome back to Light the Lamp. Alexis Downey here with you. And I want to start by asking a question. What is better than one? Two. And that's why we have two Light the Lamp episodes for you this week. Sorry, that was a little cringy, but I thought it would be fitting because we have so many Anaheim Ducks player interviews to get through. And I want to make sure that we do leading up to the season. So two episodes this week and moving forward until we get through the majority of those interviews. And starting today, we have Troy Terry. He will start things off for us. And he has a growing household, as you'll get to hear. He spent the summer back home in Colorado. As many of you know, he's from the Denver area. Great summer back out on the golf course. You'll get to hear about all of that in just a minute. And someone else that had a busy summer, as it sounds, Radko Gudas, the Gudas household, celebrating that gold medal world championship victory back in Prague. He also is doing something very special for his community, and I don't want to spoil it, so listen in for that here shortly. And last but not least, as I like to say, Tristan Luneau, someone that I think has a lot of hype around him coming into this training camp. After the year he had last year, a bit unexpected with that injury, he is motivated for this season, and he spent a lot of time this offseason training down in Florida, getting stronger, putting on weight, and he does, in fact, look stronger. I think Ducks fans will be happy to see him on the ice. If you didn't get to see him in the rookie tournament, that was over the weekend. He got quite a bit of minutes in that one, in addition to wearing a C twice in the tournament, showing a little bit of that leadership style. So without further ado, we're going to start with Troy Terry. Happy to be joined now by Troy Terry. Troy, it's so good to see you. How have things been going since you got back to OC?
Good. Yeah, we've been back for, you know, maybe 2 weeks now, and just getting the house together and little guy settled in. And yeah, he's even going to a little daycare out here, and we're all set up. So, you know, miss the weather. Missed, you know, seeing all these guys, except maybe Frank since he's right there. But yeah, no, we're happy to be back.
He had the video camera too. That's a new feature. You guys is a little behind the scenes we got going on today.
Yeah, I don't know how Frank was the one that we chose to do that. He's always so happy, you know, so I think he's good.
Well, Troy, let's talk a little bit about your summer and just being back home in Colorado and just being settled and everything that you got to do throughout the last couple months. But first off, what was it like getting to see family and friends and just relax in this summer?
Yeah, I think, you know, me and my wife's family are both in Denver. And, you know, it's always been special for us to just have that time in the summer. And, you know, because we're out here doing our thing, and you know, they visit here and there, but, having the little guy this year, and, it kind of just makes going home a little more special. Mm-hmm. Just especially for them. I mean, they're getting to see, you know, their grandkid, and, you know, my in-laws had a baby at this kind of same age as my son. And, so just kind of, you know, doing a lot of family things and, really just trying to, you know, make the most of the time that we have there.
And you have another one on the way. Going to be father of two now.
Two boys. Oh. I'm in trouble.
In talking about your summer back home, did you get out on the golf course? What were you able to do?
Yeah, golf, other than, you know, in the summer training, being a dad and being a husband and father, you know, the stuff that you'd expect, golf is probably right up there also. I love playing, and you know, I've been working hard at my game. So I've been at the golf course quite a bit, and you know, I actually joined a course out there, so I was able to This summer kind of use that and bring, you know, my kid to the driving range or just kind of do all that stuff and kind of an excuse to go to the golf course. But yeah, no, it was fun. I was being able to bring him out on the course and just, you know, golf and family time and hockey basically is kind of what the summer was.
Starting him young.
I am.
How did he do? What were you teaching him?
Bad. If that makes sense. Yeah, he loves putting. I have to help him. A few times, if he's not getting in there, he'll just use his hand and put it in there. So I don't know if he's like his dad, but he gets frustrated if he's not doing great. So if it's going well, it's fun for everyone. And if not, he throws tantrums. But
he's already got the competitive gene.
He does, yeah.
Another part of this summer was Max Jones's wedding. I just asked Cam Fowler about it a little bit earlier. But how was that getting to, you know, be a part of that weekend for Jonesy? I know you guys are very close.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, one of my best friends, and you know, he was in my wedding party for my wedding, and you know, he came out early for my wedding, and we played golf and kind of did the whole thing, and so we ended up doing that. We went early for his wedding, and yeah, just really happy for both of them. You know, his wife and, you know, my wife are very close, and then on top of that, just kind of the middle of the summer, getting a chance to see, you know, the other guys on the team, guys that, you know, played here in the past. It's just kind of a fun, you know, weekend to just, you know, see your current teammates and old teammates and obviously celebrate a good friend.
Any fun stories from that weekend that you could share? that you're comfortable sharing.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm trying to think of, the ones I can't share.
If I'm putting
honestly,
you on the spot, it's
no,
okay.
The guy that always comes to mind at weddings is Kevin Chattenkirk, who is a, you know, a former Duck. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to the weddings and unfortunately, maybe not unfortunately, but you get, you know, kind of we're all together, the Ducks players, and, you know, we haven't seen each other, so we're hanging out. And then you've got Kevin Chattenkirk, who is just, I've never seen anyone just make more friends at a wedding. And whether it's dancing with the, you know, groom's grandma or whatever it is, he's just he should be a hired professional at weddings.
Did you get to stay in contact then with some of these other Ducks, your teammates throughout the summer, you know, besides seeing them at the wedding?
Yeah. I mean, I try to, you know, make an effort and, you know, it's hard because, you know, I think we're all, you know, I think it's kind of just the way it is in hockey, just your relationships and especially here, just, you know, when you see everyone, it's like you never left. And, but it's still, I think, important just to, you know, keep tabs on people and just try to do your best to, you know, stay in touch during the summer when everyone's kind of doing their own thing. And, I think this team in general is pretty good at doing that.
In being back here in OC, obviously getting ready for the season now at this point, training camp is around the corner. Have you thought much about what this year for yourself personally means to you and just any goals that you have going into the year?
Yeah, I think, you know, I know I got off to a slow start last year. And, yeah, I think just for me, I think, you know, not that I was disappointed. I feel like I get too hard on myself sometimes and because I expect a lot, you know, and whether that's good, sometimes it's bad. Just trying to, I don't know, get back to just enjoying playing hockey and just get back to what, you know, doing the things that make me a good hockey player and what have given me success. And, you know, I think I did that at times last year and was working through, you know, all the changes kind of going through our organization. And so I'm excited to just kind of come in this year and, you know, just try and hit the ground running and just back to, you know, being a shooter and, you know, just kind of being the guy that the team needs me to be. And I'm excited for that.
Do you feel like this summer was able to reset yourself and get you ready for this year?
Yeah, I think it's hard. Like the mental side of pro hockey is by far, in my opinion, the hardest. I know, you know, we play so many games and it's physically taxing, but just mentally, you know, I've always been a player that, you know, it's something I work on is not riding the highs and the lows and, you know, just always staying confident and true to the player that I am. And I think, you know, the last few years I've done a way better job. And I think at last year, at some points I kind of let it get to me too much. And I think this summer just getting away from hockey, realizing, mm-hmm. I think that's been a big part for me. It's just realizing I'm more than a hockey player. Mm-hmm. I've got a, you know, beautiful son and just kind of just getting back to that side of things and, you know, realizing that, you know, hockey is such a big part of my life and it's what I do for a living. And, you know, I'm not necessarily defined by it and mm-hmm. just be confident and comfortable with, you know, making sure I'm putting the work in and, you know, not getting too caught up with the results every night, but just know, you know, that I'm putting the work in and that's what matters.
What did you do as far as training this summer? Did you change anything in your routine that maybe could help you get to that realization for the season?
Yeah, I think I put on, you know, some weight, which I was looking to do. And I think that was kind of my main focus. I actually took longer to get back on the ice than I usually mm-hmm. do. You know, because I think for me, so much of what I need, you know, throughout an 82 game season is maybe in the gym in the off season. And so, yeah, I really just focused on my off ice, you know, for maybe a few weeks longer than I typically do before I got back on the ice and, was able to put some more pounds on and, kind of just approach it that way. And then, you know, once you start skating, it's hard to, you don't stop. So it's, mm-hmm. it's full go. So, it was pretty normal for me from that standpoint, but if anything, it was just, putting more of an emphasis on in the gym as opposed to on the ice. Not that I didn't do on the ice too, but yeah.
Did you change your diet at all as going along with that?
Yeah, I think like supplements and vitamins and stuff like that, you know, maybe I never really took advantage of in the past mm-hmm. and maybe they were here just, stuff like that, just trying to take more of an interest in, you know, my overall diet and just kind of all that stuff. And, you know, I, not to keep bringing up my son, but but it's like, we're so, I mean, my wife, especially, we're so like concerned what we're giving him and, mm-hmm. you know, if it's healthy, if it's all this stuff. And then I was just thinking about it. Like, I don't always think about that for what I'm eating, you know, mm-hmm. like, it should be kind of the same way. And I think that might have been maybe where it turned, but just trying to, you know, be more conscious and of, you know, how much I'm eating, what I'm eating, all that stuff.
Did you get a birthday cake yesterday? I know your birthday was yesterday. Speaking of food, so.
Yeah, well, we've got fitness testing this week, so it was a tough week to have your birthday, but I did have some cake.
Good. You deserve that. And looking ahead to this season, you're wearing the new sweater, the new logo. What do you think of it?
I love the jerseys. I think, you know, bringing back the old logo was big. I think, you know, as players and from what I've seen for the most part, fans, that's what people wanted. And I think it's such a great logo and it's iconic. And so just to have that back and then kind of just our own spin on it with, you know, with all the orange and, you know, something I never realized the orange was just because it's Orange County, you know?
Yeah.
I never really put that together until like how much orange it was. And yeah. And someone
welcome
said,
Orange-
we're leaning into Orange County. And I'm like, oh, that makes
orange
so much
country.
Sense.
Orange yep. Country.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know. I've always loved the orange and, you know, I think the two jerseys are great. You know, they're very different in their own, mm-hmm. in their own ways. And I think, you know, the way the colors all came together and with the logo, I think it's great.
What is your favorite thing about living here? I mean, you've been here for a long time with your wife and
yeah.
obviously raising your son too now.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite thing about being here in SoCal?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have been here for a while and just mm-hmm. having our own routines down and, you know, whether it's restaurants, whether it's places I, you know, bike with my kid to, or just all that stuff. We've really got down here and, you know, everyone will say the weather's mm-hmm. awesome. And I think just, you know, we've made so many friends and I think the people here is kind of the biggest thing for us that we love coming back to.
It's really become home.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
That. Well, Troy, we're so excited to have you back in Orange County. It's great to see you wearing the jersey too.
Thank
it's
you.
A, you know, a long time coming on that end,
Absolutely.
But thanks for joining us today. Look forward to the season.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
We're joined now by Radko Gudas. Radko, great to see you. I know you had quite a busy summer and you're fresh off the NHL media tour. How was that?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun. A lot of taking pictures, a lot of video shooting. So it was interesting to see the side of the NHL as well.
We're going
to
see some personality in those videos from you.
I don't think so, yeah. I left them out there, so I came back tired. So that's
How has it been for you since you got back to Orange County?
It's been great. Moved back into our place. The kids are back in their routines. They're going into school. They're starting picking up their afternoon hobbies, and they let me train. So it was fun for us to get back here and get settled before the season and the camp starts. So we're full of energy and back to this time zone.
And you were just telling me, spending a lot of time here too at the rink, with just coming back for more hockey practice later.
Yeah, exactly. Little guy has a 6 o'clock practice, so I'm going to be spending here like I did last year. You know, we spend here the practice, and then I go and go see my little guy practice. And mm-hmm. then last year, Ilya's kids were same age, so they were practicing at the same time. So we get to see each other here. And I know some guys are similar age kids here too, so I'm sure I'm going to see them here in the afternoons as well.
How special is it to share hockey, you know, and skating with him?
It's awesome. You know, you get back home and he wants to practice, he wants to shoot, he wants to do hockey stuff. So it's a little different than if you just go home and don't have to think about hockey. But, you know, he's been fun. He's enjoying it. He's loving the speed. And anytime he gets on the ice, you can feel the love to the game already. Mm-hmm. So that's very special for me to share that with him and be able to go on the ice. And he participated in a few skates here before he went to school and on the weekends, and some guys played with him after the practice. So it was all pumped that he gets to dangle with Z and Schomer and Frank. So it was pretty cool.
Teaching him the way.
Yeah, it's a pretty special time for him too, to go on the ice and be able to practice with the NHL players and just see how the guys are doing. So I think he's having a great time.
Certainly something I know he'll remember for his whole life, I'm sure.
Hopefully so, yeah.
So this summer, big summer, winning gold, world championship. The rest of it, what did it look like for you? I mean, I know when I've talked to Dostal, he said it was crazy. You know, he'd get recognized everywhere he went. But what did the summer look like after that for you?
Yeah, I can't say I didn't get recognized anywhere I went. So it was a pretty hard summer in that direction, to go anywhere with the family and trying to spend some time with the family. So we stayed in our house or in our backyard as much as we can. We have a big lab back home, so we did spend a lot of time there. But didn't really go on much vacation, just enjoyed the time with the families, and we haven't seen them for 10 months, and the World Championship was awesome, but I also haven't seen them for 6 weeks because of the, you're staying at the hotel and you just hockey, so
yeah.
It was a very special moment for us as a Czech Republic, winning it, and I got the nation together, I would say a little even more than any other stuff, so they had a reason to cheer together, and it was fun to bring them all together and have that feel from Czech Republic or for Czech Republic. So I'm really happy that we were able to accomplish something like that, and Lukas was a big part of it. So happy for him to perform like that on this level as well. So that was special, but the summer was busy. Everybody wanted to piece of view somewhere in the videos or media or newspaper, and I did start a school last year, so we were helping to get that going again, and we finally got our own space where we can have our classes and have all that stuff around. So we're slowly in the community, the building, and helping there as well. So it's been a pretty busy time for us.
Yeah, that's amazing. So that school is back home,
home
for
in
you.
My hometown. It's a bilingual school with a athletic program for young athletes to be.
Oh,
able
that's
to speak
amazing.
Multiple languages and be able to go anywhere in the world after finishing the school.
That's wonderful that you've been a part of that.
Steady,
you talk about just being able to spend time with your family. You have a lot of land. Like, what does the Gudas household look like in the summertime?
It's pretty busy. Having four kids and all their friends and all our friends wanting to see the kids and us as well. So Saturday, Sunday turns into like 35 people lunch, and everybody's in the backyard. Kids are running in the forest where my my father-in-law built pretty much a theme park for them in the woods with slides and jumps and rock climbing wall and all that other stuff. So they're 2-3 hours there in the woods. You don't know about them. You just hear them screaming and having fun. So it's fun for us to see our friends and our kids to play together, and being able to spend some time with them, because Being 9 hour time different, it's hard even to call home and to even speak with them. So it was pretty fun to see all my friends and a lot of my family to come down see us and wanting to spend some time with us. So that was pretty cool. And when they can run into the woods or run into the backyard and just play by themselves, that's a plus for us.
Well, now you're back here in Orange County. We're looking forward to another season with you, Radko. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure we'll be chatting quite a bit this year, and looking forward to training camp.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. Thanks for having me, and so am I. Looking forward to the things get started here.
Just a reminder that Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
We're joined now by Tristan Luno. Tristan, great to see you. And quite a summer you had, I'm sure, down in Florida training. But what was that like?
It was fun, honestly. It's been you know, it's our training, but I think it's worth it. A lot of the guys were down there this summer, so we had lots of fun.
And I know for you personally, you know, last season didn't go the way you expected it to, but how are you feeling physically?
Feeling well. Most of it just, you know, timing for playing games. I haven't played in quite a bit, but other than that, you know, I feel fine out there.
When you were down in Florida training this summer, what were some of the things that you focused on?
Well, down there it was mostly strength, power, speed, things like that. Just getting stronger in the gym, and you know, going back home is just translated to on the ice. That's what, you know, most of the boys were doing.
How was it getting back out on the ice?
It's fun. It's exciting to just get started again and feel like a hockey player again.
Did you get to see your family and friends much then, you know, maybe after Florida?
Yeah, I went back home for 5 weeks after Florida, so got to spend some time with family, friends. Got three older brothers, so it's fun to go back home and see them, spend some time there.
What is your favorite thing to do in your off season outside of hockey?
Definitely golf. In Florida, we had a lot of nice courses out there, so... And the weather was just sometimes a little too hot.
Yeah.
You have to change the shirt after the third hole, but they're nice courses, though.
Who's the best golfer from that group from the summer?
Nathan's really good.
You're allowed to say yourself, if you think so, too.
Yeah, nah, I don't think myself. I'm more of a, you know, I enjoy it and have some fun out there, but no, I'm not. Out there, Sasha likes to think he's the best, but I've seen it. It's not. But no, we just went out there, had some fun. It's not, nothing competitive. Just relax.
Well, now that you're back in Southern California, you know, how has it been for you? Just getting readjusted, being with the guys, seeing everyone.
It's been good so far. Got some time to spend at the beach and. Just going for dinners with guys I haven't seen for a while, so it's a young group. It's fun to be in there together and, you know, ready to start training camp.
Do you have any goals for yourself this season?
Well, yeah, obviously I think everyone here wants to, you know, make it, but just doing whatever I can to get a spot. That'd be you know, my goal for training camp for sure.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Tristan, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.